Good evening, Bluffton, and welcome to First Cut. I'm your host, James Hudson. I'm here in the studio with my co-host, Matt Skorupski. This is the one and only radio show where we talk about Bluffton Beavers golf and a little bit of PGA Tour in here. Matt, how's your evening going tonight?
It's going pretty good. How's yours going, James?
Pretty well, I'd like to say. Just had an exam for my psychology class a couple days ago, and hopefully I did pretty well on it. Haven't gotten the grades back yet, so I'm pretty hopeful about that. So, Matt, as you know, the Bluffton Beavers season's coming to a close. This past week, they played at the HCAC preview, which is their preview for their league tournament, which is in the spring. Matt, how do you think the season went for the men and women?
Obviously, there were struggles throughout the season. There were several matches where bad weather, cold, rain, it all affected their game. But I think overall, like even with those conditions, they did pretty well. A lot of the team is still younger, so there's always things that they can work on from year to year. And even over the winter time, and just focus on even just like watching videos and stuff on like the PGA golfers, just to kind of see what they do in certain situations to kind of get a better idea for the upcoming season as to what to do for them.
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, they're pretty young for the girls. It's all freshmen. You know, last year, the three freshmen that were here, they left, and one of the girls was a senior, and so she graduated. So for the girls, it's all new. But Coach Adam Craig told us in our first interview of the year, they're setting records. Girls are, they're not playing as good as everybody thought they would, but they're playing decent golf right now, and they're setting records, which is great for the girls. And along with the guys, I mean, again, they're not playing as good as everybody hoped they would, especially the guys on the team. You know, I know when they come back from their tournaments, they're a little disappointed in themselves, but they just got to look at the positives, you know. If you're cutting down strokes every week, you're making improvements, and that's really all you got to do is just keep fighting and keep making improvements. And if you see improvements every week, then you know you're just getting better, and that's the goal.
Oh, yeah, and especially with the girls, as they move on in their collegiate career, they're going to get better, which means those records that they set this year might not even last through the spring. So that's something I'm really looking forward to, just seeing how they improve from one year to the next.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, improvement's huge. If you're improving, you're getting better. And I know Adam Craig, that's what he looks forward to the most, is just seeing the improvement and seeing how well the girls and the guys improve from where they started here in the fall to how much better they get when it comes to the HCAC Classic in the spring. You know, for the girls, the fall is more of their main season, and for the guys, it's the spring. And so I look for the guys to have a little bit better time in the spring. I know they're getting their chemistry down as a team. And I also know that Coach Adam Craig will be there for all their tournaments for the springtime, whereas for the fall, he's with the girls since it's their main season. So I look for that to help them a lot, you know, having that encouragement there on the course as well at practices and practice rounds.
Oh, yeah. And I think that this winter is a much-needed break for all of them, because you and I have hung out with some of the freshman golfers, and they say this is a lot more than, and you've said it yourself, it's just a lot more golf than they've ever played in their lives. Like, even clear through high school, like, yeah, they had practices and stuff, but you're more familiar with it than I am, obviously. But they've said, yeah, we've got to play every day this week, and it's not like, oh, we're just going to go out and do some drills. Like, no, they're actually playing rounds of golf every day of the week. So I think this winter is going to be much appreciated by all of them. It's just kind of like a relaxed time, kind of think about your season, think about how you can get better, and just kind of lay off the golf clubs for a little bit and just kick back and relax.
Yeah, for sure. I know they do play a lot of practice rounds, and I mean, they do drills as well, but a lot of times they go out and practice and practice and practice. You know, if one week they're playing at more of a regular style golf course, they'll play at Hidden Creek, which is a little less country club style and a little more, you know, different like some golf courses. And then if they're playing at a country club style like they have been the past couple weeks, they're going to practice at Bluffton, which is a little more country club, you know, a lot of trees, a lot of hard shots. So I definitely think Adam Craig's doing a great job making sure he divides the courses up, make sure they're getting what they're going to see every week. But I definitely think that this winter they're gonna make some adjustments. You know, Carter Mumbauer, we had on last week, you know, he said he's going to make some swing changes this winter. And I look for a lot of the guys to make a little bit of changes. You know, some might change their entire swing. Some might just make little adjustments. It just depends on how they're playing. I think overall they're gonna work hard this winter. You know, it's cold. They have practice facilities inside Founders Gym. And I definitely look for them to come out in the springtime, men and women, and really be on fire and ready to compete this spring. All right, Matt, we're going to take a short break real quick, and when we come back, we're going to discuss a little more about Bluffton Beavers golf and as well as some of the PGA Tour going on right now, Matt. Before that, though, we're going to have a little song for you. It's going to be What Ifs by Kane Brown. You're listening to First Cut on 96.1 The Wit.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear, girl, I feel, girl, but not so fast. For you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? What if I just pull you close? What if I lean in and the stars line up and it's our last first kiss? What if one of these days, baby, I go and change your name? What if I love? The sky falls, or the sun stops burning. We could worry about them what ifs till the world stops turning, or I could kiss you. What if you liked it? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? What if I lean in and the stars line up and it's our last first kiss? What if one of these days, baby, I go and change your name? What if I loved all these what ifs away? Oh yeah. Come on. You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? Yeah, what if I just pull you close? What if I lean in and the stars line up and it's our last?
Couldn't even pronounce. We were smoking a little from a half an ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open that door no more, but she kept the hotel key. Well, I can still see her on the bed sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way, no. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and my clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. The light.
lights, we left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head, she left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess it makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess it makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it, she kept the hotel key.
And we're back here on First Cut 96.1. The Wit, that last song you heard was Hotel Key by Old Dominion. And now, Matt, we're going to kind of slide into some of the PGA Tour stuff going on right now. Obviously, it's considered the off season for the PGA Tour. You know, some of the bigger names like Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, they're getting rested up for the next season. But we have some guys playing in the CJ Cup right now. And the top five right now is Scott Piercy, Brooks Koepka, Ches Revie, and Alex Noren. And then to finish off the top five is Ian Poulter. Some of those guys are bigger names. You know, Brooks Koepka won the PGA Championship. Well, not the PGA Championship, but he won the FedEx Cup.
I actually think we talked about that a couple weeks back, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And then Ian Poulter, you know, he's been on fire lately. And so a couple big names in there, but a lot of the bigger names, Rory McIlroy, you know, you got Ricky Fowler. They're all kind of resting up, you know, playing some practice rounds, doing some fun stuff right now. You know, like we talk about kind of every week is the one-on-one coming up, Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. So, but also, I mean, some of these guys that are in here playing right now, they have been playing some amazing golf. You know, I follow PGA Tour on Instagram, and they have been having chip shots out the wazoo, guys chipping in from 40 yards, you know, guys chipping in right off the green. It's been pretty cool to see right now, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're playing at that high caliber level. And what's really great is, like, since there's not all the super big names like Phil and Tiger, like, they're getting more recognition for that because there's less coverage of some of the bigger names. So it's kind of opening the spotlight for some up-and-coming talent, which is really nice.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely been a good offseason for the PGA. And next season's going to be great. You know, a lot of these guys finished off the season amazing. There was a big, big bite for the FedEx Cup and the, you know, the PGA Tour. The gap between there was so small. You know, it was, you know, one stroke between first and second, which is great to see. That means there's a lot of competition out there, and it just makes it more fun to watch. You know, I like watching golf on TV, and, you know, it's cool when your favorite golfer's in the lead, and he's got a three-shot lead, but, you know, when it's your favorite golfer in the lead and he's only up by a stroke going to the last hole and there's a guy right behind him who has a chance to beat him, it just makes it a little more interesting, keeps you more involved with it.
Oh, yeah. That's with any sport, though. Like, any sport, like, you don't want those, like, super large leads to where it's like, okay, like, we're halfway through and you already can declare a winner. But close anything is so much better than having a big lead. And especially with golf, like, you could have one bad roll on a chip and that could drop you from first to third real quick, depending on how close those other competitors are.
Yeah, definitely. And golf's one of those sports that people say, you know, it's not very exciting. And, you know, yeah, it's not going to make your heart drop. You're not going to have, you know, a lot of adrenaline going while you're watching, but you're definitely going to be excited. And, you know, I say if you've never watched golf, I would definitely get out there and really get a chance to watch some.
Oh, yeah. And go to your local country club and just have some fun and just play a couple rounds or whatever. Go out with some friends, like, just have a good time. Like, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and Matt, I know you recently started golfing, and I mean, obviously you play football, but I understand that you've really enjoyed yourself. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely not going pro anytime soon. I got a little bit of work to do during this off season, of course, but yeah, it's a good time. Like, just going out with some friends, like shanking some tee offs, like about three greens over. It's a great time.
Yeah, and I mean, you have to have a decent mindset when it comes to golf. You know, you can't just go out there and if you hit a bad shot, hate yourself, because it's just like baseball. You know, baseball coaches will say last play, next play. You know, that means if you make a bad play or have an error, I was on the last play, you got the next play and the next inning and the entire game and the entire season to look forward to. You can't just let one bad play ruin your day or ruin your season. And that's kind of what you got to think about with golf. You know, you hit a shank shot, get over there and put it on the green from under a tree. You know, you just got to take one shot at a time and take a deep breath and just really understand that, you know, it's one shot's not going to hurt your round forever. Even if you hit it out of bounds, you know, have to tee it up off the tee again because you shank one out of bounds, you know. Just finish that hole, get out of there with a double bogey and move on to the next one, birdie a couple. You got your strokes back and you're back, you know, in contention for the lead.
Oh, yeah. Which I really like going out with the friends because it's not really competitive.
You know, it's just fun to go out there and have fun.
It's just that friendly competition.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we're going to take one more short break here, Matt. And when we come back, we're going to discuss a little bit about our show and how it's been going this year. But before that, we're going to have another song for you. We're going to kick it old school here. We're going to have Live Like You Were Dying by Tim McGraw. You're listening to 96.1. Go Fit.
Said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper. Forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. Then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Dying, to live like you were dying, to live like you were dying, to live like you were dying.
you're better than the best. I'm lucky just to linger in your light, cooler than the flip side of my pillow. That's right, completely unaware, nothing can compare to where you sent me. Lets me know that it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. In the moments when my good times start to fade, you make me smile like the sun. Fall out of bed, sing like a bird, dizzy in my head, spin like a record, crazy on a Sunday night. You make me dance like a fool, forget how to breathe, shine like gold, buzz like a bee. Just the thought of you can drive me wild. Oh, you make me smile. Like a flower poking through the sidewalk crack, and just like that, you steal away the rain, and just like that, you make me smile like the sun. Fall out of bed, sing like a bird, dizzy in my head, spin like a record, crazy on a Sunday night. You make me dance like a fool, forget
here on First Cut 96.1 The Wit. That last song you heard was Smile by Uncle Cracker. And Matt, we're going to talk about our show right now and just let the listeners know that this will be our last show for the fall semester. You know, as you guys know, there's no golf during the winter time, which gives us really nothing to talk about. So we're going to take a break for the fall semester and hopefully pick it back up in the spring. What do you say, Matt?
Sounds like a plan. I think just making sure that we're doing it back in the spring gives everyone something to kind of look forward to in the evenings, and gives some of the other athletes that are still kind of interested in golf, or even if you got class clear throughout the day, like you can't make it to matches, you tune in once a week and you get to kind of hear about what all is going on, not only with the Bluffton golf teams, but also PGA and everything like that.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely been a pleasure doing this show, and I hope we can pick it back up in the springtime and just have another hell of a lot of fun with you guys.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. I just want to see everyone come back out in the spring and just like have a good time and just get out there and golfing. And I'm really excited to make it to a couple matches and just watch everyone have some fun and maybe win some matches here and there. You know, always playing for the dub. But
absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just want to thank you for listening this semester, and we hope that you guys tune in next semester to get more of Bluffton Beavers golf and more PGA Tour golf. I'm James Hudson.
And I'm Matthew Skorupski.
And we're signing off for the fall semester. Thanks for listening to the First Cut on 96.1 The Wit.
Now it's kicking in your adrenaline.